This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
There's faith. And it doesn't matter what religion you are, spirituality, theories, or philosophies you have about faith. Faith to me is extremely important in the pursuit of the wisdom between what I am, the behaviors that I am, and what I want people to think I am, but also what outcomes I want in my life. Why are behavior and wisdom and faith so intertwined, and why is faith the most important thing? Because humans don't have a capability that's necessary in order to effectuate what they want. And that faith is that our good behavior creates good results. Because what happens is our good behavior creates outcomes that we don't understand or know, because human beings don't understand or know the outcomes that they see that are related to the behaviors that we have today. So for example, 2008, when I was running Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, I was worth over $100 million, had access to what billionaires didn't have access to: sidelines, the master's cabins, all types of backstage relationships. And I lost everything. I went bankrupt in 2008. Not only did I have to tell my mom, who the only reason I wanted to be rich was because she raised 6 kids, 5 boys, 1 girl in Akron, Ohio, working 2 jobs, a second grade teacher, coming home to 6 kids, packing my dinner into a Country Fryer station wagon, filling up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards just so I could eat. And I barely get through that without, at 56, still almost crying, because what I learned about and through her, I just was always happy, didn't realize. The only time I wasn't happy is car broke down, couldn't afford college, graduate school, whatever financial difficulties, I'd catch my mom crying. So I just said, money buys happiness. The last piece is I'm gonna make a lot of money, buy my mom a house and a car. So when I went bankrupt, it was my identity. All I cared about was money for the sake of providing for my family and my community, like so many people in the world. But my bankruptcy was extremely difficult, not because of the amount of losing over $100 million. People like, they call me for consulting or advice. I didn't lose as much as you. Zero is effing zero. And I will tell you that it's a lot easier to go bankrupt when you've made over $100 million than if you made $100,000. Because you have a lot of relationships, a lot of wisdom, and a lot of faith that you'll make it back, compared to someone that, like my mom, zero was zero, and there wasn't the same wisdom and faith that someday there'd be another $100 million. And when I had to go tell my mom I was bankrupt, my identity being money, the worst thing about it was I forgot to take my mom off my mom's title of her house. So I had to go tell her I was bankrupt and she was moving. My basement had a basement. And I realized at that time that sucked. I remember crying, saying, gosh, I married my dream girl. I have 3 beautiful daughters under 10. I'm healthy. Everyone around me said all these great things in my life. How could all this good behavior, for the right reasons, how could it have ended up here in this outcome? With faith and wisdom, I realized it was one of the best defining moments of my life, one of the greatest outcomes of my life. And that lesson of faith has helped me not only personally, but help so many other people understand the protection, promotion, and love from what seems to be terrible outcomes. And I went on a journey to figure out how could this happen. And where faith comes into it is that if you believe that your behaviors create the outcomes that you want, you're 100% right. Just not in the time frame or in the materialization that you think it's supposed to come. How many of us, when we look back at the hardest, most difficult things, divorces, bankruptcies, sickness, loss, look back and say, wow, I was protected, promoted, and loved by what seemed to be a terrible outcome. And so what I'm going to teach you today will allow you to have not only the wisdom how to continue good behavior, but also to create the outcomes that you want are better with the combination of wisdom and faith through habits, through the conscious continuum of how our bodies, minds, and souls work together. And the first thing is understanding habits itself, why this is true. Well, we have a conscious, a subconscious, and an unconscious. The conscious is generated by a cellular memory. And that's why habits are so important. Who here has heard that it takes 21 days to form a habit? But have you ever asked yourself why? I'll tell you why. Because the cellular memory that we have has to have a minimum of 21 days of similar data in order to be stored in our intermediate memory, which is our subconscious. Now, that intermediate memory is created because a neural pathway is formed after 21 days or more from swinging a wedge at the range or studying something again and again and again. But it has to be every day because the cellular memory that you have, your conscious, is a 24-hour memory. The cellular memory you have only remembers for 24 hours. So we have to keep telling it, just like a four-year-old, for 21 straight days until it goes into our subconscious mind. Now, the subconscious mind is really, really important. And here's the good and bad of the subconscious mind. It makes things easier. Why? Because it's repetitive. There's 40,000 of the same thoughts, beliefs, feelings that exist in your subconscious mind. It's extremely repetitive. About 90% of all thoughts, beliefs, and feelings generate every single day, just like a ski slope. If you keep skiing the exact same slope, pretty soon it just goes by itself. You can just go right down the track. That's what you're doing with the way you think, do, say, believe, and feel every day. And now it starts working exponentially because it's automatic. Here's the dangerous part about the subconscious mind. One, you inherit genetically and energetically neural pathways. You inherit a subconscious from what's your conscious continuum, your quantum being, your DNA. The epigenetic layer of the DNA activates who you really are, your essence, from four generations of genetics from your great-grandparents, grandparents, and parents. Or if you believe like me, and I only believe this, by the way, in case you're not a woo-woo spiritual person, I'm just telling you why I believe this. I believe in millions of lifetimes. I believe in past lives and future lives. And people ask, well, can you prove that? I've studied physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I can't prove it, but the only thing that I go by is best option faith and best options in my life. So if something can't be proved, then I tell myself, well, what's the best option? One life or millions of lives? I'm just an optimist. I may be a toptimist, but it works for me. But I do know genetically that you inherit your subconscious and in your unconscious. And so that's why if somebody in your family for generations are an alcoholic, I promise you, if you stop drinking for 21 days, you will start drinking again. In fact, my business partner, Lee Steinberg, suffers from that disease of a genetic inheritance of alcoholism. And it will be with him maybe for his whole life or many lifetimes because it's genetically and energetically inherited. It's coded in his DNA. Therefore, what? He needs daily practices like the 12 steps in order to shift the subconscious neural pathways, the repetitive, so that he can activate different unconscious, which can break the genetic chain for your legacy or your future lives, if you believe like I do. Either way, these habits are extremely important to understand because 80% of your subconscious thoughts, action, words, beliefs, and feelings are negative. Why is that? Well, because of behaviors, right? Remember, the conscious cellular structure that you have is talking to your subconscious, creating neural pathways. And so what's easier, good behavior or bad behavior? Bad behavior, why? Because you don't understand or know outcomes. Why is that important? Because when we start doing good behaviors, what I believe in a divine direction towards where you want to be or better, with faith that you're protected and promoted and loved by the outcomes in your life, not punished. Even if you lose over $100 million and have to tell your mom you lost your house, you're going to be protected, promoted, and loved from it. Pain is an indicator you got a better place to be. You just got to find the wisdom and the faith to get there. But you are, and in my case, it was especially true because I realized that I was surrounding myself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. And if I didn't lose everything, I probably wouldn't be here today. And I definitely would be divorced, which then would probably would have caused me not to be here today. This happens to everybody in that way. And good behaviors create one instant result. And this is a universe now of a real desire to have instant results, thanks to Instagram and other things amplifying that. Good behavior doesn't create good outcomes instantly, does it? I'm living proof of it, you're living proof of it. But what it does is it creates good progress. And so the five daily practices that I'm going to teach you will help you understand making sure the progress that you're taking is one in a direction towards what you want or better, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have. All the greatest minds in the world believe in exactly this. And what happens, though, is we do good behavior. We're not getting the outcomes that we want, the results that we want. We don't understand or know the outcomes of how it's protecting, promoting, and loving us. So we have to have faith to continue the good behavior because we keep getting shit on. But why is the subconscious mind full of negative words, thoughts, beliefs, actions, and feelings? Because if we have bad behavior, let's take, you know, my friend who I ran into, who used to party with me all the time, drugs and alcohol, all the things that I was surrounding myself with through this luxurious career of mine. Well, bad behavior isn't equated to the results in your life. So what do? We have bad behavior, we're partying all the time, and meanwhile, it's bad progress. It's bad progress, but I'm rich. I have a beautiful wife, three daughters, an amazing job. I'm famous, all this stuff. Drinking's not hurting me at all. Why? Because the outcomes in my life weren't related to the current behavior. The current behavior is related to the progress I was making that sooner or later would what? I'd be aware of. And behaviors take time for us to be aware because we don't understand or know outcomes as they exist. We have to learn through wisdom and faith how they protect, promote, and love us. And so where I've come up with a mathematical formula, anybody here an overnight success? That's weird because you guys are all successful. There you go.
The 15-year plan.
You nailed it. You're 8 years into it. Have we ever met before? Okay, good. You know, I read articles all the time. Messi, right? 17 and a half years. The article said 17 years and 186 days and I'm an overnight success. That's the mathematical formula of good behavior. Let me explain why. It takes 10 years to get to 25% of where you think you want to be or better. It takes 10 years of behavior, good behavior on average. Some people it's faster, but the math you'll get will really show you why you're halfway there. It's 10 years before we're 25% of the way to where we want to be or better. 25% is about where human consciousness can realize and be aware of the progress that they've made from their behavior. Therefore, most people quit, 99% of the people quit good behavior before 10 years because they don't see a result that they want, so the behavior must not be right. So they quit. The 1% that continues, it now takes 5 years to get to 50% of the way that you want to be or better. The scary thing is 99% of the 1% that continued on after that first period of time quit. Because not only do they start doubting with faith, but also seeking wisdom. And what they do is they seek what other people think or want, which is the big tragedy of today. And so what happens? They start listening to people. You've been doing this 15 years and you're not even halfway there. You've been doing this 15 years. You know, you're this is why divorce happens, right? Because you know you're coming home and your spouse is like, are you kidding me? It's been 15 years. You told me we would be here or better. We're not even halfway, or we're barely halfway there. I don't have another 15 years to get there. But the math is wrong. That's not how energy works. Money, behavior, both energy. Energy aggregates, accelerates, and compounds. That's why it's 10 years to get to 25%, 5 years to get to 50%, and then it's 2.5 years to get to 100%. Just think about it. 99% of the people quit before 10. 99% of the 1% quit before the 15. Saddest thing, another 99% of the 1% of the 1% quit before they get to 17 and a half years when everybody calls them an overnight success. I promise you, don't quit. You are accelerating. You're an overnight success. It's just a few more years. If you're 50% of the way there after 10 years or 8 years, I promise you, just continue to seek wisdom, get better at what you're doing, and have faith that the outcomes that are coming are of protection, promotion, and love, not punishment. That's not how the infinite system of thought works. It doesn't work to punish you. It looks to teach you and strengthen your faith. Whatever religion, spirituality, theories or philosophies, it's proven in physics that the universe is expanding. This was determinative upon these five practices to teach you whatever you want, not what I want, what people want for you, what's missing or you don't have, what you want in a practical measure of how to practice the behaviors that are going to get you to where you want or better. So you can be an overnight success. The best thing about that 17 and a half average plan is that it takes a year and a quarter to get to 200% of the way there. And then half of that to get to 400%. Remember, the three characteristics of energy, money and behavior, both being energy, is that it aggregates, it collects more of like energy, it accelerates, it happens faster, and it gives you an exponential result of protection, promotion, and love, not punishment. Bad behavior does the same thing. So my friend I was talking about at 50, I saw him, and he said to me, man, you, Dave, let's go party. I was like, I'm so far removed from staying up past 9 o'clock. You remember the old saying, nothing good happens after midnight? I've accelerated that even further. That's why I'm up at 4 a.m. every single day, being productive, accessible, and gracious with my time. So he tells me when I ran into him, he's like, yeah, but look at me, man. He goes, I'm skinnier than you. I feel great. I've still got, you know, money. You went bankrupt. And I said, yeah, it's cool, man. And, you know, I have my daily practices. All of them are directed to do, say, think, feel, and believe what I want in my life, not what you want for me or you want for you. 2 weeks later, he didn't wake up. That last flip. Right? He didn't realize he was 50% of the way there. And all it was that last turn to 100% of the way there. It works with positive and negative. So we have to control the inputs in our system so that we have and we transition and supplement negative with positive in our subconscious that then speaks to our quantum being and activates our higher self, our best self. That's coded in you. That's coded in you. You are your own essence. Your skills are yours. Your knowledge of who and what are yours, and your desires are yours. Let's align them with where you want to be or better, and let's empower other people to do the same. You know, a lot of people make fun of me, and I was really worried when it came to me. I made back all the money. I started a sports marketing company with Warren Moon, the Hall of Fame quarterback, and I. And then I started writing books, speaking, and building my own personal brand. Ran into a genius in social media, a guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, who I swapped my services. I built and consulted with him for Vayner Sports, and he proved the impossible. He took a middle-aged mutant turtle and got millions of people to be in his community. Not necessarily followers, but TV shows, podcasts, movies, Instagram, TikTok, you know, and talk about a big project for him. I had it easy to take AJ and Gary Vaynerchuk and create a sports agency, that's easy. To take a guy who literally, when I got verified on Instagram, I came home to, I have four children now, same wife, baby oops. I got a little boy, three daughters older. But I came home and they were super excited. They're like, Dad, oh my gosh, you're famous. And I was like, yeah, man, I ran the most notable sports agency, right? Like, I'm like, finally, I got some props, you know? Like, because my son wasn't old enough to even care about, you know, anything that I was doing yet. Now he's 13, and I'm in that period of idolization. But I know, because I've been a parent long enough, you go from idolization to demonization to humanization. I got one that's starting to humanize me, thank God. And I got one that still idolizes me. So I'm 2 for 4 right now. The 19 and the 22-year-old, I know nothing. Which is actually true, right? So it's hard to defend. But anyway, I come home and I said, oh my gosh, you're famous. Dad. I'm like, what is it? They're like, you have a blue check. I don't have a clue what that means at the time. So I'm like, cool. They're like, Dad, you're verified. DM me. Now, my name is David Meltzer. So all my kids, they're my M&Ms. So I have Marlena, Marissa, Mia, and Miles Meltzer. So like the genius I am, and I'm only telling you this for the challenge that Gary had with me, I said to them, awesome, I'll DM you, you MM me. They went from thinking I was their hero to back to reality, like, yeah. How are you verified and you don't know what DMing is? But Gary taught me these behaviors to build a brand. And I implemented my strategy of exponentiality, acceleration, and aggregation for a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. So when I step in front of a room with 82 people, my goal is to empower you to empower others, because I know you have a family and business and a community that you are people that are here to help one another and to know people that will help one another. And what I learned about building a community of empowering 1,000 people to empower 1,000 to empower 1,000 is that 1,000 times 1,000 is a million times 1,000 is a billion. And so when I went to build my community and Gary said, how many followers do you want? I said, I don't want any followers. I just want 2 ambassadors. He said, what's an ambassador? I said, I want 2 people by the end of the year that will get me 2 people a year to read my books, watch my podcasts, my movies, my TV shows, hire me to speak, do all the things that I do. I just want 2 people every year to get me 2 people. And he's like, really? I said, yeah, because if I can teach other people to do the same, to build a community of people that want to help each other, know people that can help each other, that will get more people to get more people, in 20 years when I'm 70, I started when I was 50, when I'm 70, I will be the most influential person according to my subject matter or topic or my community in the world. Because if you do the math, I'll end up with 2 million people getting me 2 million people, and the next year, 4 million people getting 4 million people that are ambassadors, they're community members, they're helping one another, and they know people that can help one another. And why is that important? I did know this from business, because my career went from getting out of law school to be an oil and gas litigator to working in the internet and having my first exit in 1995 for $3.4 billion with Westlaw. Then raised $169 million in Silicon Valley, then CEO of Samsung, then Lee Steinberg, and then Sports One Marketing. And I knew one thing about a community, and you know some of those brands. The reason those brands are so powerful is because they built a community of people that wanted to help each other and knew people that would help each other. In other words, they buy from you and sell for you for life. And that's what this is about, building that for yourself and understanding you have to have wisdom and faith to get to where you want to be, to allow the energy to aggregate, accelerate, and compound by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in a divine direction towards what you want or better.